You are listening to UTA Podcast.
All right, I'm with Ron Raup. Ron is the chairman of the UTA Legislative Committee and a partner with Raup & Associates based in Lake Forest, California. Ron, welcome to the UTA Podcast.
Thanks, Richard.
Can you give us an overall landscape of the Western non-judicial states legislatively, what appears to be happening out there this year?
Well, this is, I guess, if we refer to it as a legislative excitement, maybe kind of an oxymoron, but the UTA in the past years has been very active investing in legislative action and lobbyists in California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. And a lot has happened, and the legislatures are finally figuring out who trustees are and asking for our input. Whereas traditionally we've been active in refining and updating statutes as changes take place for non-judicial foreclosures. In the recent two or three years, we've been very defensive due to all the legislative attempts to slow down foreclosure and spread out the foreclosure of mortgages. I think the legislature and most states have taken kind of a delay what we can and let's see what happens later.
What's the primary mode of attack by the advocates, that is, those who are looking to extend moratoriums on foreclosures or mediation? What's their primary goal this year that you see as a common trend in all of these states?
Well, for a change, it appears that after about two or three years of actively trying to forestall foreclosures and spread out the mortgage crisis, that a lot of legislators are looking at what the federal government has attempted to do, plus their own efforts, and realizing that it might be time to let it go stage is kind of the feeling we've got. I still think we will have some legislation that we will be very defensive on. There could be a reenactment of some of the provisions of 2010's SB 1275, which was very onerous. But we're kind of optimistic as to our involvement with the lobbyists in the various states.
By the way, in today's LA Times, I'm not so sure that it's just the legislature that's sort of figuring it out. I think the media is too, because whenever they report that foreclosures are down, as they did today down in the fourth quarter, they do throw in that caveat that it may be due to mandatory delays by the federal or state government, and they sort of insinuate that it doesn't mean the quote-unquote crisis is stopped, but that it's merely delayed. So I think even the media is starting to catch up.
And I think what I really appreciate the most is that the legislators are starting to listen, figure out who trustees are and loan servicers and how we fit into the picture. We had a conference call in December with our lobbyist in Nevada, Rocky Feinstein at Carrera Nevada, our lobbyist, just to kind of get started out just to give him direction for the upcoming session as far as the trustees and the UTA. And it became the rootstock of what became our Nevada wish list, including revisions to their mandatory mediation statutes and a few other cleanup provisions that we can try and get in regarding rescission of trustees' deeds where it's appropriate instead of having to get a court order. And Michael Brooks and Scott Sibley have taken the lead, and I think that's probably at some point going to become another podcast, legislatively, what's going on in Nevada.
I think it will. You also led a similar call with our California Legislative Committee and with Mike Below of California Advocates, our longtime lobbyist in California. So let's dig deep and talk about some of the issues in California. What are some of the primary objectives of our legislative wish list in California?
Well, as I said, I think that we are last, instead of being so defensive, now our deadline is going to be late February for introduction of bills. So we don't have too many introduced yet. This is the formative time right now. And having the collective legislative wish list committee for California helps get a lot of ideas flowing. We will probably have some draconian legislation introduced that we're going to be opposing, but that's to be expected. I do not know of any yet. However, we're optimistic that we can get some of these wish list cleanup items either included in bills or even, according to Mike Belote, our California lobbyist with California Advocates, we may have a UTA-sponsored bill. But part of it would have to do with some of the cleanup of, right now there's a requirement for the substitution of trustee by code to be mailed to the then trustee of record, which is normally the trustee at the time the loan was made, and it's a needless expense and consumption of time. Also, clarifying certificates of sale that has been included with the non-judicial foreclosure of homeowner association liens and the right of redemption that the legislature gave them a few years ago. that's not a transfer of the property. The trustee's deed would be, and we've had some issues with California assessor's offices wanting to assess a documentary transfer tax with a certificate of sale. We've wanted to clarify language in the notice of default, where the statutory language says the contact is for the name of the beneficiary or the mortgagor. Frankly, in loan securitization world, the person to be contacting in the event of if you're in default is probably your loan servicer. And the person is most closely tied and related to the servicing and operation of your loan. So we'd like to expand that to or authorized agent. We get some nuisance-type litigation with these type of small details if they're not cleaned up. Postponements of sale is one example. They said postponements shall not exceed 365 days from the original notice of sale date. And really, for the purpose of leap year, we should make that one calendar year. There's clarifications under postponement of sale by agreement of any beneficiary needs to be clarified to be in line with more of a multi-lender rule as far as who is the authority to act on behalf of the lender when there's multiple parties. We also, and this is one from the UTA amicus brief in the Bank of America versus 3 Arts Services case, we wanted to try and reconcile the language regarding the notices that a trustee sends out for surplus funds versus the rights of lien holders to, in priority of title, to be entitled to surplus funds. There's a ambiguity in the two sections, 2924J and K, as it presently exists. And then we have some homeowner association, really catch-22s that got tied up when they enacted or tightened down on homeowner association foreclosures and the fact that you had to serve notices of default and serve notices of intent to foreclose, but they did it in a manner consistent with a lawsuit or a civil proceeding. And a nonjudicial foreclosure is not a civil proceeding. So there's some clarification where if you cannot find somebody, you cannot go to a judge and get an order for publication like you could in a civil suit. And so we need relief for the homeowners associations in those instances where the property is vacant. You cannot obtain personal or substitute service of the party for those purposes. So some of these are practical cleanup. Most of them are practical cleanup matters. And then I know that defensively we're going to be trying to oppose some of the things that they brought up last year and will probably bring up again this year, but overall it appears that there is more of an attitude of letting things run their course and working their way out.
Ron, I think I caught about 6 different cleanup items that you mentioned. You know, postponement of sale, I think you said clarified for trustees with multiple beneficiaries, and you wanted to add authorized agent, or we wanted to add authorized agent to notice of default, things like that. Are these all slam dunks? Is there any chance we won't be able to get this cleanup language in some sort of bill this year?
Well, it's politics, so I guess there's no guarantees. Well, there is SB, I think, 4 that has already been introduced that is basically going to be changed or proposed, a bill proposing to change language in the notice of sale to give more notification to tenants and et cetera and things like that. That's a type of bill that some of our wish list can be amended onto and included in either, you know, adding language or redacting language. However, some of them, if there's not a proper vehicle, we will be looking at trying to introduce a UTA bill whereby we're looking to do cleanup, and some of it is due to the problems created by the past legislation. And as a normal fallout of past legislation, you have cleanup bills, and they are fairly well received. I think with the time has passed in the past 2 to 3 years with all the foreclosure and new regulations, people recognize the fact, I'm hoping, that there is cleanup that is necessary and are receptive to it. But like I said, it is politics.
Tell us about the political landscape now. We have a new governor. And from your discussions with Mike Below, do we have a sense of the new landscape in the legislature?
Well, other than it, there is a question as to how business-friendly it's going to be, because Governor Brown does not have a history of being business-friendly, but it seems that he's going to be having his hands full with the budget, as Governor Schwarzenegger has in the past 2 years, too. And any legislation that is being proposed, for instance, let's say, for example, some form of mandatory mediation would require physical funding. And that is probably going to be a death knell to that type of legislation. At least we're hoping it should be.
Right.
But that you can't go and be spending money on some of these items that really are it's discretionary spending.
Well, there's a silver lining, isn't there?
If it costs money, you better be able to justify it. And that, so I think we're seeing a little more scrutiny on behalf of the legislators on how money is being spent, as opposed to just, you know, the social rights that people should be given the opportunity to have their loan modified regardless of their circumstance or whatever circumstance that the legislators will come up with.
All right. Well, which goes back to what we were talking about before. I think sort of the political tide is maybe starting to turn a little bit against this onslaught on trustees.
And the fact that they now know who we are. A couple of years ago, the legislation that we saw, they would include the trustee the same as you were the lender, like it was your money. And
right,
we don't
right.
see that nearly as much. And when we do, it gets cleaned up very quickly because they recognize it. And now we're actually getting requested in California with Eileen Newhall, Senator Calderon. We are actually getting requested for input on various matters, because they know who we are. And I think the investment of the UTA over the past 2 to 3 years in California, Oregon, Washington, in Nevada also, is coming back and paying dividends for us.
Very good. Is there anything else we can add that we haven't covered here in this podcast?
It's all going to change by tomorrow. But essentially, we are in the political season. We're just getting into it in California. Oregon, Washington, and Nevada are underway also. I think are running a little ahead of us and don't run as long. So they have kind of been getting fired up a little bit before California right now. But we are in season now and really through March. When we get to California's legislative, what do we call it? Joe Sacramento.
Oh, Lobby Day.
Yeah. Lobby Day. When we go up through about mid-March, it's pretty active, because after they introduce the bills, there's about 30 days that nothing's done while everybody's
right.
digesting them. And so by mid to end of February, when the deadline for introduction, until that next 30 days, it's a good time at the end of the 30 days to be up in Sacramento and kind of trying to give them your point of view.
You mentioned Lobby Day, Ron. It is March 15th this year, and we'll be sending out some nice ads to members this year promoting it.
The Ides of March.
Yeah, right, the Ides of March. I want to thank you for your time, and more importantly, for those listening, Ron has been the chair of the UTA Legislative Committee for a number of years, and not only tracking bills and explaining them to our members in California, but now in so many other states. And Ron, thank you for your service to the association in that role. It really takes up a lot of time, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it's something I enjoy doing, and I obviously get somewhat of a kick out of it, but also see how it really is so necessary for the membership to know what's going on, where it's coming from, rather than being hit by it after the fact.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ron, again. We appreciate your time on the podcast.